This week, the NFL Draft will answer the question, what team will Johnny Football play for, or what team will Jadeveon Clowney play for, and which one will Houston Texans be picking? They'll bet their franchise on one of these players. It reminds us of the 1998 draft, and that's where the Retro Report team takes us back to. The Colts picked Peyton Manning. Ryan Leaf went to the San Diego Chargers. Jonathan Gruber, a director with Retro Report, joins me now. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You know, the draft every year, in some sense, tries to predict the performance of college athletes based on all kinds of intangibles. Is it a fool's game, do you think?
Well, you know, just to step back, if you think of it like a more traditional job, you want to hire the right person. And the difference is there's millions of dollars at stake and reputations. So it's worth it for teams and the league to at least try new methods for testing these intangibles, things that have been really hard to quantify, whether motivation, resiliency, grace under pressure. Some people feel there's been some success, but if you look at, say, the conference championships last year, three out of the four quarterbacks were not drafted in the first round.
And the draft this year will be under the microscope with more coverage perhaps than ever before. What was unique about the 1998 NFL draft?
What was unique about the 1998 NFL draft was there were these two quarterbacks really so highly touted and coming out together, Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning. And usually you'll have one quarterback, it's can't miss. But these were two quarterbacks that were can't miss. And people were really on either side, who's better? And they both, the positives and negatives were different for each, where Peyton Manning, his dad, Archie Manning, was a former Pro Bowl quarterback in the NFL, sort of had the lineage, and he was very intellectual about the game. In addition, you know, tremendous skills, really a tremendous game manager. Ryan Leaf was sort of this a little bit more unfinished quarterback, but had tremendous upside. He could throw a ball 80 yards flat-footed, and really people could see tremendous potential in him. And so people were saying, well, do we take the person who's ready to go right now, more pro-ready in Peyton Manning, or do we take someone like Ryan Leaf, who might be a little bit rough, but really down the road could be just unbelievable.
And of course, we know what happened with Peyton Manning. But here's how Lee Steinberg, who was Ryan Leaf's agent, remembered the beginning of that 1998 year.
It all started well for Ryan Leaf. He had a good training camp, and he won his first couple games.
That was a positive beginning. Didn't work out that way, though, terribly well.
Right. And, you know, what happened was that shortly after those first two games, there was a third game against the Kansas City Chiefs. He had a terrible game. And he lost his cool in the locker room and yelled at a reporter. Now, this has probably happened in the past with pro athletes and reporters. Someone happened to be recording it.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
He was caught on camera in the locker room yelling at a reporter.
I misdirected my anger after the Kansas City game. I was extremely disappointed in my performance, and I let it show.
I'm wondering here, Jonathan, if the pressure of the NFL in some sense wipes out the objective criteria of athletic performance, the kinds of tests that you can pass in college, but not so much in the NFL.
I would think so. I mean, it's like anyone under pressure in any field. They might have the great test scores and all of the awards and all the extracurricular activities, but throw them in there into the, you know, under the limelight, and it's really hard to define what makes someone achieve and others wilt.
What happened to Ryan Leaf?
Well, Ryan, unfortunately, after a couple of years with the Chargers, he moved to some other teams, and eventually 4 years after he was drafted, he left football. He retired. I think he was 26. And then he wound up doing some coaching and doing some different things, but unfortunately, he had a prescription pill addiction and wound up being sent to prison for breaking into people's homes in Great Falls, Montana. And he is in prison right now.
Jonathan Gruber, a director with the Retro Report. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, John.